أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. تلك آيات الكتاب الحكيم. هدى ورحمة للمحسنين الذين يقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة وهم بالآخرة هم يوقنون. أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. ومن الناس من يشتري لهو الحديث ليضل عن سبيل الله بغير علم ويتخذها هزوا. أولئك لهم عذاب مهين. وإذا تتلى عليه آياتنا ولى مستكبرا كأن لم يسمعها كأن في أذنيه وقرا. فبشره بعذاب أليم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم جنات النعيم خالدين فيها وعد الله حقا وهو العزيز الحكيم. ألف لام ميم. These are the verses of the book full of wisdom, guidance and mercy for those who do good, who establish regular salah and give out zakah, and they have the assurance and conviction of the hereafter. They are upon guidance from their Rabb, and they are the ones to prosper. And amongst men, there are those who prefer idle talk to mislead people from the path of Allah Ta'ala without knowledge, and throw ridicule thereat. For them is a humiliating punishment when our verses are recited to them. They turn away in arrogance, as if they had not heard it, as if there is a weight and a deafness in their ears. Then announce to them a grievous punishment for those who believe and do righteous works, are gardens of bliss. They will dwell therein. This is the true promise of Allah Ta'ala and His exalted might and full of wisdom. Allah Ta'ala promises that this book is a book of guidance and mercy for those who do good. When He says those who do good, then what is this reference made towards? So this is a reference with that class of people. One is, هُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. They have the assurance of the hereafter. That is, they understand that this life hangs onto, or there are many important issues that hang onto this life. So they are serious about this life because of the issues that hang to life. Issues that are suspended upon life, they understand. So they are at peace with themselves, within their minds, knowing and longing for the hereafter. The goal is one, and that is the akhirat, the hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His pleasure. This is the state of their mind. Their minds are focused. Their minds are not scattered. Thoughts are not scattered, rather focused in the hereafter and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the state of their mind. There is focus in them and they are serious about these issues. Then with respect to their behavior, then they are dedicated to their duties towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, establishing salah and seeing to the other duties that relate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then with respect to people, then they are kind, they pay out their zakats, they are good towards people as well. So mentally they are focused, they have the certainty and the longing of the hereafter, so they are focused. They have got a right direction in life. Then the relationship with Allah Ta'ala is they are remaining dedicated and devoted to him and people they are kind towards. So these are upon the guidance, these people are upon guidance from their Rabb, and they are the ones to prosper. So this is one class of people who have got the right direction and right focus in life. Then there are those people in life that are not serious about the issues that relate to the hereafter, that connect to the hereafter. So when things about the hereafter is spoken to them, then they make it a mockery and they divert and turn people away from this. مِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَحْوَ الْحَدِيثِ. They are amongst men those who prefer idle talk to mislead people from the cause of Allah Ta'ala without knowledge through ridicule and make a mockery thereof. So this is another class of people that are not at all interested in the hereafter, and apart from them not being interested in the hereafter, when the things about the hereafter is spoken to them, they throw ridicule, they make a mockery thereof. And number two, they divert and turn away people therefrom as well. This is with reference to a famous pagan Quraysh, Nadr ibn Haris, very wealthy and a person of influence amongst the Arabs. So when he saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people being attracted to his words, so obviously a person of influence becomes jealous, he becomes envious when people are turned away from him to another personality. So how to divert people's attention? And he would purchase books and read to the Quraysh, read to the Arabs, Persian and Roman books of law and of romance, their adventure and pleasure, their drama and their plays. So all these things will catch the attention of the layman, and he will feel to himself that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking about namaz, about fasting, about striving, and Nazr ibn Haris is talking about things of pleasure, of cooling down, of things that there's no responsibility, no obligations, just about romance, just about pleasure, excitement and thrill, entertainment and amusement. These are the things that he's talking about. So obviously the normal person gets diverted from the real issues of life into these frivolous things, getting turned away from Allah Ta'ala, the hereafter, and his real obligations. So Allah Ta'ala says for them is a humiliating punishment. So we understand that there will be two types of people, one class of people who will be interested, concerned about the hereafter, and the second class that is totally disinterested. And let alone being disinterested, they will divert people from the true path. So books that are prepared, any type of entertainment, books, literature, pastime, amusement, that is planned and arranged to divert people from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously this will amount to disbelief and kufr. Because it has been planned and it has been arranged to divert people's attention away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards frivolous things, towards things that will not really be of any essence to them in the hereafter, to turn them away from the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. So obviously this will amount to disbelief, like what Nasr ibn Haris had been practicing. In current days and time, then the type of education that our children take up, the type of amusement, this is something to be thinking about. That the education that they are taking on is turning them away from Allah Ta'ala. Look at Darwin's theory and how it's corrupting their belief, how it's turning them away from the hereafter, how it is shaking their beliefs and their oneness of Allah, belief in the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. So one is the education, then the type of entertainment that we have all around us, turning us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entirely or partly, type of sports, type of amusements, type of entertainment, the drama, the plays that all the place around us is already organized, it is orchestrated just to turn us away from Allah Ta'ala, from deen and the hereafter. So this needs no elaboration. We see enough of this. And then there is the class of people that made this their very focus in life, their the theme of their lives. So they live for sports, they live for entertainment and amusement. This becomes the cornerstone of their life. So obviously, when they have been turned away from Allah Ta'ala completely through sports and amusement, etc., obviously you can understand what will be the nature of these type of things and what will be the rule, what will be the command against such people. So this is the second class of people. And then there is a third class of people who will engage in a level of amusement. Outwardly it is an amusement, but really it is for their own good. For example, they are doing some things that will help them, help the community, help people at large, help the Muslims. They do some exercises, sometimes some things for their body, fitness, etc. They don't have to be a liability for people, liability for themselves, liability for mankind. Rather, they can be of service and they can be of good for people at large. So this type of activities Islam has encouraged, Islam has promoted. It doesn't discourage these type of things, provided the goal is right, the focus is correct, and the theme of this pleasure is correct. Like racing, for example, or engaging in some type of martial arts, or keeping the body fitness. So all these type of things Islam has encouraged. It hasn't forbidden these type of activities.